Fire crews from Humboldt Bay Fire and the Samoa Fire Protection District responded to a fire at the Fairhaven Power Plant yesterday afternoon, an event that temporarily knocked out electrical power to customers, including Eureka Radio. The alarm came in just before 4 o'clock after fire erupted in a transformer, Pacific Gas and Electric. Spokesperson Brittany McCanny said that the fire and resulting power outage affected customers, but by 4:30, nearly all were back online. The cause remains under investigation. Yesterday afternoon at nearly 5 p.m., CHP report 48-year-old Raymond Kenneth Elliott was driving his Chevy Blazer west on State Route 36 west of River Bar Road. He lost control of the vehicle. After trying to negotiate a turn, the Chevy ended up colliding into a power pole. Elliott and his 10-year-old passenger were rushed to Redwood Memorial Hospital with minor to moderate injuries. One-way control traffic was in place for several hours to remove the vehicle and fix the damage to the power pole. Both were wearing their seat belts, and DUI is not believed to be a factor. Mendocino County officials and the family of 73-year-old Wayne Fanslow are asking for the public's help in locating the at-risk senior. Fanslow hasn't been seen since January 12th when he drove away in his home in Little Creek and managed to make it to Healdsburg. He was contacted by police officers there, but before family members could make it back, Fanslow was gone. The family reports he is suffering from the onset of dementia. He drives a four-door blue Buick LeSabre sedan, license plate number 6WOD612. Fanslow was an adult white male, 5'7", 175 pounds, with gray hair and brown eyes. Anyone with information about his whereabouts is asked to contact Mendocino authorities. A Fortuna police officer on patrol stopped a vehicle driven by 22-year-old Robert Glenn Ellis. The officer was familiar with Ellis from past contacts and was aware Ellis did not possess a valid driver's license and that he was on probation. A search of Ellis and the vehicle turned up 44 methadone pills packaged for sale, 8 grams of meth, and more than 11 grams of cocaine. Ellis was booked into county jail on possession and probation violation charges. A public internet auction with surplus vehicles and other gear for sale, as the U.S. Forest Service Six Rivers National Forest will be selling 18 items to the highest internet bidder, launching next Tuesday on website gsaauctions.gov. The auction will go until the following Tuesday, the 26th. Internet sale vehicles and equipment will be available for viewing from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. during that same time period at Six Rivers National Forest, 1330 Bayshore Way, Eureka. More KINS News after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's on the Plaza Arcata. Of course.
Authorities are busy following leads looking for anybody else that might be involved in the large weapons haul that was discovered in Garberville. Reporter Dan Squire with more.
The sheriff's office continues its investigation into the property and activities of Ryan Floyd, the 30-year-old Garberville resident arrested last week. Deputies found a stash of more than 100 firearms hidden in a cave on a 55-acre property connected with Floyd and are working to identify which weapons have been stolen so that they can be returned to their rightful owners. The same goes for other stolen equipment, including construction equipment and tools. Lieutenant Steve Knight said the process is an involved one.
Yeah, forensically, our officers are going to be working to tie this case up and as far as tying them to the suspect so the district attorney can prove their case.
Knight went on to say that investigators are looking for others connected with Floyd.
Right now, he's the prime suspect in this case and with the weapons, and obviously we're looking at anybody else's involvement in this. In these types of cases, we always look for more than one individual's involvement.
Officials would also like to speak with 29-year-old Honey Walsh, who is suspected of being an accomplice of Floyd's.
Thanks, Dan. With the KINS of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.